This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new state law.
Senate Bill 802, Missouri Rural Access.
Senate Bill 802 was pre-filed on December 2nd, heard by the Missouri Senate Emerging Issues Committee on January 16th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 28th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 7th, sent to the executive branch on May 17th, and signed into law on July 11th. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield is the sponsor. He says this measure will modify provisions relating to business investment incentives.
Allows investors to make capital investments in a rural fund. They are then allowed a six-year tax credit beginning in the year that the initial investment is made. Tax credit is not refundable and may be carried forward to any of the five subsequent tax years.
Senator Trent also says the main point is to benefit rural Missouri.
To qualify, any rural fund wishing to accept capital investments must apply to the Department of Economic Development and have at least $100 million in investments in the United States, located within counties with a population of less than 50,000, and $30 million in investments in Missouri. The rural fund shall then use the capital investments to invest in businesses with less than 250 employees.
He adds Senate Bill 802 also features a sunset.
The department may reclaim tax credits if the rural fund does not invest 60% of the qualified investments within 2 years of the date of investment. Of course, the rural funds may exit the program after 6 years, and as an additional backstop, they must distribute to the state up to 10% of the amount of tax credits received if the tax benefits generated were less than the tax credits distributed.
During the committee hearing on Senate Bill 802, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County pointed out her concerns.
The filtering of who is even eligible for this tax credit, it says that for an applicant that's made at least $100 million in investments around the U.S. and then at least $30 million investment in Missouri. I guess my concern is that there might be some businesses that are what I would describe as like small to medium-sized businesses or investment groups that would be interested. And I feel like I'm trying to understand that 100 and that 30 because I worry that we're setting it up for only some investors to be eligible.
Senate Bill 802 will become law on August 28th. July 14th was the last day for the governor to take action on remaining legislation from this year's regular legislative session. With the exception of line items and appropriations measures, no legislation was struck down this year. Only one proposal will become law without having been signed by the governor. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session, which will begin on September 11th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.